This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of the Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, AttentionTalkRadio.com, AttentionTalkVideo.com, and AttentionTalkNews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at Facebook.com/AttentionTalkRadio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper, and we got a great show for you tonight. With us in our virtual studio is the AD Diva, Linda Rogley, and our topic is pretending to be normal. This is quite a show that was inspired by two people. Really, one, Dr. Stephen Henshaw, who I had interviewed some time ago on stigma, and I'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute, and then the actual presentation that I saw Linda give some time ago on our topic tonight. We're going to make some adjustments for it, but I'm really excited about it. Real quickly, today is Wednesday, December the 17th in the year 2014 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A few quick announcements, as I have been doing for several months. Dr. Russell Barkley has encouraged me to promote the ADHDfund.com, which is a crowdsourcing site to raise funds for small-scale ADHD research studies worldwide, and I encourage you to go check that out at ADHDfund.com. Normally, I'm promoting the upcoming annual CHAD conference, but that's in our rearview mirror right now of about a month, so I'll give you guys a little bit of a break on that because it is maybe a little too early to kind of start planning on that, as I think that they're still trying to settle on the location, but you'll hear more about that in the months to come. So let's get into the meat of the show tonight. Again, I'm thrilled and privileged that Linda's coming back on our show. We've interviewed her numerous times on Attention Talk Radio and Attention Talk Video. Linda is an award-winning author and the founder of the AD Diva Network, which rocks the world for ADHD women 40 and better. She's a professional certified coach who works with highly motivated midlife and senior ADHD women and a few exceptional ADHD men. These people who are really ready to get on with their lives and motivated. She also does a lot of work with couples, and she does a lot of work with couples with her husband at kind of different times. Her first book about ADHD women, Confessions of an AD Diva, Midlife in a Nonlinear Lane, won first prize for a women's issues in the prestigious 2012 Next Generation Indie Book Award Contest. And if I recall correctly, Linda, that was a little bit of a surprise to you at the time when you won that award, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. I overlooked my own name and thought I didn't win anything and looked back up and said, oh, first prize, oh my gosh.
There you go. Well, cool. You know, we've actually done a few interviews on some things in that book on Attention Talk Videos, and as a matter of fact, I think one of them was we were talking about your cartoon caricatures of the neurotransmitters, which is, I think, one of our top five viewed videos on that side. Linda also, since 2005, has facilitated life-changing retreats for ADHD women and couples at locations all over the U.S. She's the founder of her own Garden Spirits guest house in North Carolina, and she's up in the Durham area. And Linda, you have couples come in for retreats, maybe four or five couples at a time for a weekend retreat of intensive work. I'm not misrepresenting that, right?
No, actually, and we just got finished with an intensive about less than 2 weeks ago, and we only had one couple, and we're actually thinking about changing our MO on that to actually just have one couple because it changes lives, and when we can focus on one couple at a time, it saves marriages. So we're kind of excited about that for 2015, so stay tuned.
And just as a commercial here, Linda and her husband were doing a pre-conference one time at a conference that I went to, and I got there early, and I was able to kind of get into the back of the room, and in comes this blonde that I look at her, and this is 5-6 years ago, and I'm like, I've seen that woman before, but I can't, and she sits down next to me, and before I know it, Linda's got everybody in the room kind of coupled up and kind of going through these exercises, and all of a sudden, I'm sitting toe-to-toe, knee-to-knee with this blonde, who later turned out to be Nancy Rady. But it was kind of funny because we were kind of going through these exercises that were somewhat uncomfortable, but at the same time very bonding. And it was interesting because I didn't know Nancy, and this was really kind of for couples, and we went through these experiences, and instantaneously we left the room, and we were best friends at that point in time and had a great time through the rest of the seminar. And I say that because it was transformational for me just to witness the power of some of the work that you do, because you're just not talking about it. You actually put couples in these exercises that really is amazing. Sometimes it gets you out of your comfort zone, but I learned a lot from that experience. So if you're a couple and one of you have ADHD and you're interested in some stuff, Linda's just, she's absolutely amazing. So that's my plug for you. That Linda also is a volunteer. She facilitates 2 monthly support groups in North Carolina. She's also the vice president and board of the directors for the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. She chairs the webinar committee. You put those on regularly. She actually does a lot of webinars for the Attention Deficit Disorder Association and for her own ADD Diva network. Did I miss anything on that, Linda?
I don't think so. I think you got it all. I'm actually, the minute I get off of here, I'm going to go to an ADDA webinar. So let's put a little plug in for joining ADDA, because that's great for adults with ADHD.
The plug for this is not just doing that, but everybody out there, you're all an individual, and we need organizations like ADDA and CHAD to speak with a voice. So it's an organization to go to get great information, but also to have an organization like that advocate on behalf of those with ADHD. If you are out there, and you're a part of the community, I feel like that everybody, if you're impacted by it, needs to be a member of these organizations, because that membership does so much of helping those advocate and help us speak with one voice. So there's the membership side of it, but the bigger thing to me is really having these organizations speak on behalf of the community to kind of move it forward. So hope you don't mind, Linda, but I just had to go a little bit past that, because there's that other side I think is really so powerful.
Absolutely. Well, let's give them the websites, which is chadd.org for CHAD, and it's add.org for ADDA.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so the inspiration of the show, as I mentioned too, I was interviewing Dr. Stephen Henshaw, and we were talking about stigma some time ago, and it was interesting because he was talking about mental health situations, and as he described it, people that are maybe further out, that are clear, they're consistent in their behavior, and people look at them and they're okay, but he talked about how ADHD is so confusing to people, because sometimes those with ADHD perform and sometimes they don't. And as that goes on, it creates doubts in their abilities. And I think it kind of creates an issue with the people that are kind of involved. And there's this game that kind of goes on of trying to mask this type of stuff, which really leads into our discussion tonight, Linda, and that's pretending to be normal. And can you just kind of walk us through, now, this is partly what you've learned as a coach, working with other organizations in your own particular experience of an individual having ADHD. Can you talk about what these personas on,
yeah,
how they act,
to,
and how they play out?
Yeah. I mean, well, let me preface this by saying that ADHD folks want attention just like anybody else does, but we're so afraid it's going to be negative attention that we're sometimes afraid to put ourselves, our real selves, our authentic selves out there. So we get a little afraid of the mob because our ADHD looks weird to them. It looks like we're late. It looks like we're irresponsible, all that kind of stuff. And we know we're trying our very, very best. So I learned a long time ago in my own life to put on some personas. I created a Linda that was the acceptable Linda to the outside world, and I could hold that persona up for a while. If it had to stay up too long, it would start to crumble around the edges. But when I finally came to grips with my own ADHD, and as I say, kind of grabbed a hold of it and walked down the yellow brick road together, then I began to realize that my authentic self was okay and it could be out as an ADHD woman. But before that, it was really, really tough. So do you mind if I just tick these personas off as I kind of have labeled them?
Mm-hmm.
The one that I always kind of my fallback position is the perfectionist. And I know there's a lot of folks out there with ADHD who get into hyper-perfectionism. It's one of the reasons we procrastinate. But the perfectionist says, I got to do it right every time, can't make any mistakes, and if I do this perfectly, maybe nobody else will notice what else I'm doing over there. So if I can just kind of, you know, distract them with this good stuff, then maybe they won't notice the other bad stuff that's going on behind my back or behind their back. So that's one kind of script. I call them scripts that we use. The next one is the life of the party. This is the person who wants to always keep them laughing, make them laugh. Don't laugh at me. Laugh with me. So if I'm on the offensive with humor, then you're not going to make fun of me and snicker behind my back. So I work really, really hard to memorize jokes, and I may even make fun of ADHD people. But I mean, it's kind of like a person of color, you know, telling jokes about other people of color. It's a defense mechanism. So that's the life of the party, that humor piece. Then we've got the intellect, and I have to admit that that's kind of what I fell into myself, that I have to outthink everybody in the room. And, Jeff, I didn't really realize I was doing that, and I didn't realize how much effort it was taking until I started peeling it back a little bit, because keep in mind that these personas may be created when we're kids. Mine was created when I went into grade school and I realized I was different from a lot of other people. I wanted to be my friends, and I was twisting myself into a pretzel. So I kind of liken it to the movie Alien, where there's that alien and it's attached to that guy's face, and he's just kind of taken over his body. So the intellect is it's so tightly, you know, adhered, if you will, that it doesn't seem like it's something separate that's been applied. So we have to make sure that everybody thinks we're really smart. Now, I know some people fall into the I'm lazy, crazy, or stupid kind of thing. I get that. But some of us are trying so hard, but I'm working so hard to make sure people know that. So the next one, the next script that I talk about is the space cadet, which is kind of like being the ditz. Oh, yeah, there she goes again. That's ADD. Oh, yeah, she just, you know, she's an airhead. Oh, well. But it's also a way of lowering expectations, because if everybody thinks you're a ditz or an airhead, then they don't expect you to do much. And you probably are much more capable than they give you credit for, but it's too busy, too noisy out there, so let's just hide back here behind that little persona. Then we've got the rebel script. That's, oh my gosh, we are so rebellious as ADHD folks. We don't want to do it the way everybody tells us to do. Don't fence me in. I want to do it my way. I don't work well on committees. Leave me alone. It's kind of that defiant person, if you will. Then we've got the hothead, that person who just says, you know, you don't like it, screw you, I don't care what you think, you know, get away from me, I'm just going to bite you my head off. It's kind of that ring of anger that Daniel Amen talks about. That anger that's just going to push you away. Then we got a couple more here. The loser
push you away, or push everybody else away, right?
Oh, sure. Let's have a break.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It took me a minute for that. Everybody, we do need to go to break real quick. Linda, promotion-wise, there's the addiva.net. Is that in your other website?
Yeah, that addiva.net, confessionsofanaddiva.com. Yeah, and if you go to the addiva.net, we've got all the websites, all the report, the retreat websites, the couples, everything is kind of under one roof, except for Gentle Nudge Me, which is my online accountability program. Thank you for that. I was being quiet so we could go to break.
Well, we're ready to go. So with that, everybody, we'll be right back after these messages.
Thanks. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
We are CHAD, the nation's leading nonprofit organization serving the community impacted by ADHD. CHAD and Attention Magazine provide science-based information about ADHD to families, professionals, the media, and the general public. Attention is the only publication in which your paid advertising promotes the mission of leadership, advocacy, research, education, and support for the ADHD community. Interested? Advertise in Attention Magazine and CHAD's website at chadd.org or call 240-487-2314.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
If you think you understand attention so well, then why are you struggling so much with it? Attention is as simple as it is complex to understand. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. It's grossly misunderstood. Consider this. Focus on the wrong thing, get the wrong solution. In our new ebook, we'll share 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download our ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start understanding and managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Linda Rogley, and we're talking about pretending to be normal with ADHD. And before the break, Linda was talking about scripts and these personas, the perfectionist, the life of the party, the intellect, the space cadet, or ditz, and the rebel. Linda, you got a few more for us, right?
I do. I have 3 more. So let's jump back right into it, shall we? The loser is another persona that I see people use with ADHD. It's like, I don't get it right, so why should I even bother? I'm just going to kind of give up. So it's that kind of, we're in that L around. And the other piece of that is that a lot of folks with ADHD believe that they can never win. So if they think they can't win, they're just not going to play. And that's It might go along with that ditz, but I think it's more of the loser persona, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the black sheep. The black sheep is, if something goes wrong, they're going to blame me, so I might as well apologize for everything. Jeff, you might remember that the first line of Confessions of an AD Diva, my book that won the award, which I'm real proud of, was, I've stopped apologizing to doorknobs. I apologize
yes.
to everything. And you know, and inanimate objects were just, it's like, okay, well, if I run into something, it must be my fault, and I have to apologize to it. So I hate being wrong, but there's really no other choice, so I just keep apologizing and apologizing. And then the last one of my scripts, and there probably are many more than this, is kind of the superhero or the superheroine. So if I take care of everybody else, maybe they won't notice that there's something wrong with me. They won't notice that I'm forgetting things. And people really like it when I try to help them. But, you know, I get a little tired of it. I'd like somebody to help me once in a while, but that's not my role as the superhero. I don't need help because I don't want them to see how bad it is in here. I know a lot of folks won't have a professional organizer come into their house because they don't want to admit how messy their house is, and they'd rather let it stay that way than go on with something else. So if this is kind of carried to an extreme, it actually ends up falling kind of into people-pleasing, and then it can actually get into codependency. And I know that there are a lot of folks with ADHD who end up with that. Certainly, and I claim that for myself. I certainly had some codependent issues when I was younger and have worked through them. So the good news, though, is that, you know, your authentic self in there is getting a little ticked off. Don't you think, Jeff, that person in there that really wants to come out and play is getting a little tired of this
well,
stuff?
You know, it's something, it is, but I want to talk about that, but before we do, as you describe this stuff, I'm exhausted thinking about all the work that goes in to holding these scripts up. I mean, I feel like every day you got to wake up, you got to go to wardrobe and makeup and put it together, and you got to read your line, your scripts, and do that kind of stuff, and you're wearing me out thinking about projecting these types of things. And then at some point in time, I start to just get tired thinking about all that effort and putting that stuff on, and then I get to where you start to get kind of upset because you can't be who you are.
Well, and that's exactly right. But remember, a lot of these personas are on so tight that we don't really remember that we're wearing them. We just kind of adopted them as who we are. But the problem is that there's a cost to this stuff. There's a cost, like you can have migraine headaches, you know, kind of making that internal effort all the time, even if you're not consciously aware of it. You can end up, you know, with depression. You can end up with grinding teeth. You have insomnia. There's all kinds of physical ways that this pretending to be normal can take on, not to mention, as you say, the sheer effort of remembering who you're being, if you will. And so it's so much easier to just be yourself. So much easier.
Let me ask you, if it was easy just to be yourself, everybody would have done it by now.
Yeah, it is. But I think there's a huge misconception about the fact that if I show my ADHD, then people are going to judge it, because I've been judged before.
Yep.
But at least for people who are diagnosed after childhood, I think when you're diagnosed at childhood, you have a fighting chance of kind of overcoming some of the stigma that Steve talks about so brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
When you are diagnosed later in life, even 20s, 30s, and on up, and I work with people who are over 40, 50, 60, even I talked to a woman who's 75 the other day who was just diagnosed, when you have been dealing with this your whole life, you kind of have to pull it away a little bit and look at, oh my gosh, my life has actually happened through an ADHD lens and I didn't even realize it. So all those things that I have attached to myself and felt like they were those coping strategies, as we like to call them, they may actually not be necessary. And I believe that the older we get, the less we hang on to those. I'm told that people over 50 actually begin to like themselves even more, that just because it's not things don't matter quite so much. But when you're younger, and sometimes even when you're over 50, that stuff matters tremendously. So having that mask on, I like to call all these things the masks. If we have that mask on and we begin to loosen it a little bit, it's really scary, because what if I'm not going to be acceptable out there? What if I'm going to get rejected? And I think a lot of people take a few steps out, and then they run back for protection to one of those things. They run back and they get mad at everybody like the hothead, or they run back and they try to get everything perfect. And then they'll start out a little bit more, but it is exhausting pretending to be normal. And especially when you're aware of it, it's great to get, I hate to plug coaching, but coaching is a great way to work through some of those issues, to give you the help, you give the courage to get out there and be who you truly are, what I like to call the authentic self, if you will.
Absolutely, absolutely. This is a great pause. I want to go to break real quick, and when we come back, I kind of want to talk about really kind of getting into the meat of how you kind of make that switch, because the reason I wanted to do this was so I think so many people can identify with these pretending to be normal in these personas, and I think, you know, we could probably double this list if we pull the crowd out there. But again, when we come back, I want to kind of talk about how that all pulls together. And for our listeners out there, go check out Linda's stuff. It's ADDIVA.net. That's ADDIVA.net. And if you're a woman and you've got ADHD, I got to tell you, Linda's book, The Confessions of an ADD Diva, it's worth checking out. I got to believe, Linda, it's probably between $10 and $20 on Amazon.
Yeah, $20, a little bit less.
You can't afford not to buy it. So with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an Edge Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function impairment make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Focus on the wrong thing? Get the wrong solution, misunderstand attention, and you'll struggle with it. Get 5 key tips and insights on managing ADHD learned from conducting more than 300 interviews with attention experts. Download the ebook today at attentiontalknetwork.com and start managing your attention today.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Linda Rogley talking about pretending to be normal and talking about personas and scripts and the effort, again, as I say, is to wake up every day and put on the makeup and the stuff and rehearse it, and the energy is just kind of exhausting me and the long-term effects of that. And I kind of want to just switch things around here a little bit. You know, Linda, it's interesting to me because I saw you give these presentations. I've heard you talk about it. I've seen this played out in some other people, but the reason I think that you were such the perfect guest to have on the show is that you're certainly a coach, but you live these experiences. And it's funny because I've heard you talk about these things as stories of yourself, but I have to tell you, you know, I look up to you, I study you, I take a look at your business and the ADD Diva and everything that you've kind of created. It's so you, it's so powerful, and it's one of the best branded coaching icons stuff out there that it's fascinating to me because, again, I look up to you and everything that you've done, and if you were putting on these personas, you wouldn't be the Linda that I really want and love and kind of admire and, like I said, study and kind of look up to. And so can you talk about a little bit of the power of kind of letting go of these things and kind of stepping out and being your authentic self?
Yeah, well, first of all, Jeff, that was high praise, and I certainly appreciate it because I, too, admire you. So it's a mutual admiration society, that's for sure. During the break, I was thinking about kind of talking about this, and it didn't happen quickly. The last three chapters of my book talk about how I made that switch from, you know, go, go, going, because I always had deadline-driven jobs, which was clearly a part of my ADHD. I was trying to self-medicate with those deadlines. And when I finally, I think it was realizing that I had ADHD and then stepping back from it a little bit to see, okay, well, what part was the ADHD and what part was me? And as I went down the road with that, I realized, wait a minute, it's all the ADHD and it's all me together. So to answer your question, I have done a lot of therapy. I have done lots and lots of that kind of stuff. I've always considered myself a seeker, so I've done lots of self-help groups and all that kind of good stuff. And when I was just kept going deeper and deeper and deeper, and I was kind of exhausted with the search, to tell you the truth. And then I finally reached a point where I realized it's a circle. All this stuff comes around. And what I know to be true is that when I learned about my ADHD, I like to read the anecdotes from other people, which is what my book is all about. It's there's no boring stuff. I just put the interesting stuff in there. And I wanted to read the anecdotes to see, well, how does the ADHD play out in my life? Oh, that's how it plays out. So if I knew what it was and I knew how I was handling it before and I knew that I could make some improvements with it, then I could slow down a little bit to realize, wait a minute, what am I choosing here? Instead of just doing this on autopilot like the loser or the intellect or any of those other personas that I wore, what if I chose it differently? What if I allowed myself to be me? And, Jeff, you know my husband, Victor, and know what an encouraging man he is. He's just a doll, and he's just one. I'm so grateful that he's willing to work with me with couples work. But I think that everyone needs someone with whom they can feel safe so they can kind of let down their guard and begin to share who they really are, their fears and their dreams, because I think a lot of folks with ADHD believe that they don't deserve to have dreams. They have done everything, quote, wrong. I'm using air quotes right now. You can't see me, but mm-hmm. I'm doing that. If I've done it wrong for so long, then I have to keep working to do the little things right, and I don't deserve to have any big dreams. Well, a lot of those were dusty. We all had dreams when we were kids. All of us did. Now, maybe you don't want to be a brain surgeon now, or maybe you don't want to fly to the moon, but there are other things that you still want to do. So getting in touch with that, educating yourself about ADHD, and more importantly, slowing down enough to, are you ready? Here comes the break. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself, because instead of all that chaos out there and everybody telling you what to do and where to go and how to do it right and blah, 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 just take a break and say, wait a minute, in my case, what does Linda want? What feels right for me? And, Jeff, we've talked before about how this is important to make up your ADHD life so it fits you. Every single one of us is unique. So my authentic life won't look anything like your authentic life, and neither of our lives will look like someone else's who's listening to this broadcast. So it's a spiritual thing for me. It's a coming back to who I am. And frankly, it's interesting because that's where we go with our couples retreats as well, is that you can't really communicate with somebody else until you know yourself. You have to listen to yourself first before you start blurting out things. It's kind of like coming back here. A wise therapist once said to me, feel your back against the chair, feel your feet against the floor, and that brings you back into your body. So, Jeff, it's not easy. You're right. If it was easy, everybody would do it. And believe me, everybody's not doing it. You can meet an authentic person the minute you run into them. So.
It's interesting because I wrote this years ago, and it's coming around. I'm using it more and more frequently, and I'm going to say this slowly, let everybody think about it. And I want to relate it back to what you're saying, at least from my perspective here, is when you think about it, it's really convenient really convenient for society if you do it their way.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean by that is they don't have to do the work. You have to do the work. And I'm getting ready to do an interview of a 14-year-old, and we were having a conversation, and he says, well, you know, teachers bully me. They bully me into learning the way they want me to learn. They won't listen to how I learn. And it just kind of struck me, which is why I'm using this a little bit more. And I'm bringing it up because the world is bullying you to do it their way because it's easy for them. And when you say it's hard to listen to yourself, it's because everybody is putting so much pressure on you to do it the way they want you to do it. It actually becomes difficult for you to kind of kick back and actually hear your authentic self and hear your own voice.
Right. I agree completely. And I admire that 14-year-old.
And I like to say, my metaphor is, imagine a carnivore. A carnivore doesn't know it's a carnivore. It has to stop and watch itself, almost like in the third person. There's all kinds of different ways of describing that stuff. And instinctively, if it's drawn, I'm chasing rabbits and squirrels, and I wonder why I'm not eating the plants. And it can figure out, it can listen and realize that it's a carnivore, but it doesn't think it's a carnivore to kind of go with. And I'm saying this because we've talked about these personas and these scripts and these stuff that you're doing because society, it's convenient for them if you conform to what they're kind of doing. But at the end of the day, Linda, I'm so awe of you because you've listened to yourself, and like your business and the ADD network is you got there because you began to listen to yourself, and you said, the hell with society, I'm not gonna make it easy for them, I'm gonna do it your way. Yet when you did that, you've made it so easy for so many other people. And I think the key message tonight is that if you have ADHD and you can identify with these personas, think about all the energy you're expending and the pressure and the stress of you having to put on these act every day and these rehearsing. And I think that there's something on the other side, is if you can kind of let go and begin to listen to yourself and listen to your own barometer and attention, it will actually point you to what makes some sense. And I'll never forget the learnings that I've had interviewing Dr. Bockerle. When he talked to me about ADHD being a self-regulation issue, it really changed the world for me, because attention is not a deficit of attention, it's a self-regulation issue. There's difficulty engaging attention in things that are boring. On the other side of it, the issue is not engaging attention, it's stopping. Much like an alcoholic, their issue is not drinking, it's stopping. And when you begin to observe those with ADHD and you really take care of that, remove those blinders, I found, Linda, at least, is that most of them have a passion that their issue is not engaging their attention, it's stopping. And you helping women, to me, every time I've seen you, you're so passionate about you, it's easy for you to get in conversation and hard for you to stop it. And part of that is just kind of listening to yourself and watching yourself and getting to your authentic self. So I know I need to wrap this up because you got somewhere else to go, but do you want to comment on that or bring up anything else we've not covered?
Yeah, I want to mention a couple things because I just rearranged my office. I've been cleaning it up after years and years of living on top of the mess, and I'm cleaning it up. And I have the last graduation speech, I think, that Steve Jobs gave before he died. And I have it on my bulletin board, and the thing that really struck me was, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Don't be trapped by dogma, which is living with the results of other people's thinking. Don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your inner voice. And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become. Everything else is secondary. The truth is, Jeff, and that was Steve Jobs, not me. I could never. Mm-hmm. That's brilliant. But you are more than your ADHD. As much as it is attached to you, and you are it, you really are a magnificent human being who deserves to thrive and survive. And you're doing the best you can in this moment. So don't stop beating yourself up for that. Allow yourself to peel off those personas, if you were, and bend the world to yourself. Let it turn into a pretzel, as Jeff said. It's kind of like. It's kind of like we all have abnormal brains, right? Everybody,
mm-hmm.
even those, quote, linear people have abnormal brains in some way. So it's believe in yourself, because my favorite phrase is, why are you trying to fit in when you were born to stand out? Don't stand out, you guys.
Touche. Everybody, this is Linda Rogley. Go check out her website, ADDIVA.net, and check out her book, Confessions of an ADD Diva, Midlife in the Non-Inner Lane. And with that, Linda, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jeff. It's been a pleasure, and thanks to everyone who's listening, too.
And if you're listening right now, go to ADD.com and check out. I think you can still register for her webinar that's going to start in 25 minutes.
ADD.org.
I'm sorry, ADD.org. So thank you very much. Hope you enjoyed the show. Everybody, catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.